Take our Bibles and turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to be reading verses 16 to 19. Our focus this morning will be on, or this afternoon will be on, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 19. This is the word of the Lord, his holy and inspired word. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Let us pray. Father God, we do thank you for this word that you have given to us, Lord. We pray now that you'd make our hearts and minds open and ready to receive it. To receive it, Lord, is coming directly from you, because that is where it comes from. These are your words, Lord, that we have read. I pray now, Lord, that you'd help me to preach it clearly and to help your people to understand, that we may put these things to practice in our life and glorify you with our life. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we continue to prepare ourselves for coming to the Lord's table. And we are exhorted ourselves, as you know, in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 27 to 29, to examine ourselves. And this passage says, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So what is it that we are to be examining when we hear this exhortation from 1 Corinthians 11? It is not laid out for us here step-by-step process of what we are to do, but we are given the basis for it in verse 26. The participation in the Lord's Supper is not that you are being ministered to by Christ or encouraged by Christ and nourished by Christ, but it's participation. You are also doing something. In coming to the Lord's table, you are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes, as we see in verse 26. You are not just making a statement that the Lord has died, as a matter of fact, but you are to acknowledge this by faith, that this death that he has come and accomplished, and what he set out to do in his death to reconcile men to God, and that his death has been accomplished in you. That is what you are proclaiming, that his death accomplished his work in you in reconciling you to God. Not only are you, in coming to the table, proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes, you are also remembering the Lord's death. Jesus said in his words of institution, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And this cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you." We are to both eat and drink at this table in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, remembering what he has done for his people. So while we are coming as the Lord's body of believers to this table, this body, as the Spirit says in Romans 12:4, is made up of many members. Each one of you being members of the body, individual members, make up the body. But each member then, as we look at 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27 to 29, is being called to examine himself to be able to discern the Lord's body. That's where the examination comes. You are being called to discern the Lord's body. Are you a member of the Lord's body? Are you walking with the Lord in a way that is pleasing to him? Just knowing the facts that Jesus died, that Jesus came to die for sinners, is not what discerning the Lord's body is all about. That would be just like reading a book and saying, okay, I know the facts. What to discern the Lord's body is to just be able to discern, has that death, has that spiritual work worked in your life? And is it working in your life now? That is to know Him by faith and to be walking by faith with Him as members of His body. And so we're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, as it gives us things to consider as we come to the Lord's table. And we're going to address these things in two questions. Let me first read verse 17 again from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So here are the two questions. Looking at the first part of verse 17, am I united to Christ and therefore a new creation? Am I united to Christ and therefore a new creation? And in the second part of that verse, 17b, the question is, am I living in a new creation way? Am I living in a new creation way? So let's look at the first part. Answer the first question. Am I united to Christ and therefore a new creation? This statement is made by the Holy Spirit here as a cause and effect statement. In other words, if anyone is in Christ, that's the cause, he is a new creation, which is the effect of that cause. And the two are inseparable. We cannot say that I am in Christ, but I'm not a new creation. We cannot say that I am a new creation and not be in Christ. I remember talking to a man several years ago who said that he was in fact a Christian. That many years ago he had prayed to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And I knew this man, and I knew that he was living a life that was not evidence of that work. And so I asked him, I said, what has changed in your life that gives you the evidence that Christ is in you and you are in Him? And he could not give me an answer because it had not changed his life. He was not a new creation. He was not in Christ. If a person is in Christ, he is going to be radically changed. And that's what it means to be a new creation. A new creation, if you are one, you will be a new creature. It's almost absurd to think that the person of Jesus Christ would invade your life and you would be the same as you were before. It's absurd to think that something so amazing, so different, would come into your life and nothing would change. And what Paul is saying here is, that's not possible. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. It's not telling you to be a new creation. It's not telling you to be a new creature. Paul is simply stating the truth here. That for those who are in Christ Jesus, they are also new creations. And it is a radical change from being outside of Christ, so radical that cannot be helped, that you will be a new person inside and out. If you are in Christ Jesus, as is said here, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And if you are a new creation, you'll be living in new creation ways. And while our union with Christ may seem mysterious, may seem almost inexplainable, it is still no less true. When we place our faith in Jesus Christ truly and are trusting in Him alone for our salvation and our peace with God, we are united to Christ. We are in Him and He is in us. And this is one of our greatest assurances that we will be with Him in the future life because we are united to Him now. If you're not united to Him now and you were to die in that state, you'd have no cause to think that you'll be with Him in the future. But being united to Him now gives us that assurance. Listen to some of these other verses that talk about that very thing. Hebrews 3:14 tells us this. We have become partakers with Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, partakers of Christ. 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. You see the connection there? That those of us who are in him, who are in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. That's our union with him. And Jesus, in John 14:20, said to his people then, at that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and me in you. In John 17:21, Jesus prayed for these very things. He said to the Father, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Our union to Christ and in Christ is a mysterious thing. It's not something you can necessarily put your finger on, but it's something that God declares to us, that if we are in Christ, we are united to him. He in us and us in him. And that is so radical. That cannot be something that does not have an effect on a person's life. And that's why Paul says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You are a new creation. You're not the old person. You're not the same person. You're not seeing things the way the world does. You're not acting the way the world does. You are a new creation. You've been created once by God, but those who come to Christ by faith are created again. You're that new man that Paul talks about, and we'll look at later in Ephesians chapter 4. But here's what Paul says in Galatians 2:20, and when he talks about the effect of being a new man in Christ. And this is true of all who are in Christ Jesus, not just Paul. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. That's the new part. That's the new creation. But Christ lives in me. That's the radical effect. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. This is the cause and the effect. Jesus Christ coming into somebody's life, uniting himself to your life, brings about new creation. You are a new creation. Not only are you in Christ, but he is in you and dwells in you by his Spirit. 1 John 4:13 says, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And so the first point of examination I would challenge you with today as you prepare to come to the Lord's table is to ask yourself this question, because this is the first point of entrance to the Lord's table. Am I united to Christ by faith in him? Am I united to Christ by faith in him? Am I in the body of Christ? That's who the table is for. The table is not to make somebody in the body of Christ. The table is an invitation to those who are in Christ to come and be ministered to by him. To discern the body of Christ, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, is to understand what Christ has done and that you are united to him by faith in the work of the Holy Spirit. So that's where we should start our examination. And let me challenge you not to question your salvation. This is not to say, look really hard and see if you're really, really saved. It's not that at all. But it is to examine myself and to ask myself, do I understand what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in his body? Do I understand what the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished in coming to earth and dying for the sins of his people? Paul was talking in Ephesians chapter 4 about the new creation, about the fact that if you have so learned Christ, you will be different. You may remember this because we were there not too long ago. Ephesians 4:20, verse 24 tells us this, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. And so in 2 Corinthians 5 here, Paul is saying, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 to 24, Paul is saying, if you have so learned Christ, if you are in Christ, you have been created new, then live like a new creation. A new man was created according to God, and a new man has new behaviors. And this is the second part of 2 Corinthians 5:17, where we see here, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This presents also to us our second question of examining ourselves, and that is this. Am I living in a new creation way? Am I living as a new creature? Because the simple fact is, if you are a new creature, if you are a new creation, you will be living in new creation ways. That is as simple as what Jesus was telling in his parables, that a fruit tree of a certain kind bears a certain kind of fruit. And that's what you would expect if you planted an apple tree. How surprised would you be if you planted an apple tree and oranges started to appear? You would first question the people that you bought the apple tree from as to what they did sell you. And you begin to think, well, it's not true that I planted an apple tree and oranges came out. You would reason, oranges have come out, so I planted an orange tree. And so it is with our lives. If we would reason even, and we would look and say, is it reasonable to think that Jesus Christ could enter into my life, make me a new creation, and I don't live as a new creature? That would be unreasonable to the simplest mind. But for those of us who are spiritual, we see these things in God's Word. We see that it is reasonable and we should expect to see the fruit of Jesus Christ in our life. And so it is not a harsh statement. It is not a statement of works to say if you are a new creation, you'll be living in a new creature way. This is the idea behind the words, the old things have passed away, all things have become new. You see, a new creature has a new mind, a new heart, a new will, and new desires. And these things come from the Lord Jesus himself. The Spirit of God says in Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We could go on to read that passage, but what he's saying is, you who are in Christ Jesus should have the same mind as Christ Jesus. The same mind as serving others, as putting others above yourself, which is what that passage goes on to. The new creature has the mind of Christ, the desires of Christ, the heart of Christ, because God has given us that heart and mind, that desire and that will. And so the new creature thinks like his creator, Jesus Christ. New creature thinking leads to new creature actions. This is what Romans 6 is all about. Romans 6, 1 to 4 says this, speaking of those who are in Christ. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. You see that? It doesn't make sense that those who are in Christ would continue in sin that grace would abound. Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. Paul is making it really a spiritual argument based on reason. Doesn't it make sense that if we have Christ in us, that if we were baptized into his death, united to him in his death and his resurrection, that as he was raised from the dead, and as we are raised from the dead, that we should walk in newness of life. That is what Paul is trying to teach us here. The new creature walks in newness of life. If we were to go on to read Romans chapter 6, verses 5 to 11, we'd see that the old man was under slavery to sin, but not any longer. That's the old thing, the thing that has passed away. The new man has been freed from slavery as he has died with Christ. And he is raised again to walk in newness of life. And then in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it tells us, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. That's the old way. That's the thing that has passed away. The new creature is new in his actions. And so the question is that what you've seen in your life? Does your life give evidence of a new creation? Does your life give evidence of God doing a work of new creation in you through the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have the mind of Christ? Do you have the will of Christ to do God's will? And do you see this in your life? These are kind of things that we should be examining ourselves for. Am I in Christ? And am I a new creation? Because if one or the other things are not there, then neither is there. Are you living in new ways according to God's will and word? Because by matter of fact, the old way has passed away. All things have become new. These are the things that we should be examining. Am I in Christ, trusting in Him by faith for my salvation? Am I walking in newness of life that comes with being a new creation? And a great part of walking in newness of life is just what we talked about this morning. Seeing the holiness of God, seeing our sinfulness, and repenting of that sin against His holiness, and having joy in our life. I doubt if you've ever been challenged to examine yourself before coming to the Lord's table by asking yourself, do I have the joy of the Lord in my life? Because that's what a new creature does as well. He has joy in his life because he has peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, who has died to pay for his sins. That creates joy in a person's life. So examine your thoughts, your loves, what you hate, your conformity to Christ, who is your model. Examine even your repentance or lack thereof up until this day. Is it something that you are engaged in? Or do you think that you are sinning daily against His holiness? We are in need of the Lord's eye searching our hearts for all our sins, that we may repent of sins we have noticed and sins that we haven't. This is who the Lord's table is for. For those who are in Christ and who are new creations in Christ Jesus. So the Lord's table gives us these signs and seals to remind us of what He's already done in the life of the newly created person. The benefits of the Lord's table cannot be conferred to those who are not His. And so a person could walk up to the table, a person could participate in the Lord's Supper, could sit here and physically do that. But it will mean nothing to that person because he has not experienced the reality of what these things we are doing and called to do to remember the Lord's death. But to those who can discern whether they are in the body, as Paul exhorts us to, who understand what it is to be in Christ by faith, who understand that they are new creatures, new creations, to be proclaiming His death, that they have been brought into union with Christ, the Lord says, come. If you are in Christ Jesus, and you are therefore a new creation, and you are walking with your Creator, the Lord says, come. As you hear these words today, you may be asking yourself, and you should ask yourself, am I in the body of Christ? Have I been united to Him? Have I been newly created? And maybe for some they would say, I don't know. Or maybe some would say, I'm not. And the answer for you today is to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon His name shall be saved. And so do you want to be united to Christ? Is that your heart's desire? Call out to the Lord today. Call upon Him to save you from your sin, and He will do it. And He will unite you to Himself, and He will make you a new creation, and He will save your soul. Because His death on the cross has satisfied your debt. He makes peace with God for you, because He is our peace. And just as Christ was raised to newness of life, so shall you be raised as a new creation with Him, united to Him. You shall be united to Him and be made a new creation. And then you can come to the Lord's table and give evidence of the reality in your life that you belong to the Lord, that you are the Lord's people. So these are the things that we should be challenging and examining ourselves about this week. I encourage you, I exhort you to be intentional about these questions. Am I united to Christ? Am I a new creation? And am I living as a new creation? Because one cannot go without the other. If one is there, the other is true. And that's what the Lord is calling us, to discern the Lord's body, to discern these things, to see whether we are united to Christ. And then He says to us, if you are, then come to His table. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we do pray, Lord, that You would help us this day and this week to discern the Lord's body, to discern whether we are united to Him, having been made new creatures and walking in the new creature way. Father, apart from You, we will fail at this. Apart from You, we will not be able to examine ourselves. And so, Lord, search us out, try us and know us, and reveal to us where we stand with You. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.